Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast, where we focus on bringing whole life success to entrepreneurs and small business owners like you, providing conversations and strategies that align your business goals with personal well-being and financial success to help you thrive in every area of your life. Welcome to the Whole Business Podcast. I'm Steve Harris, holistic business coach, expert sales strategist, serial entrepreneur, and the COO of Gorgeous Business Solutions. I've spent years helping entrepreneurs and small business owners master sales, build strong brands, and create systems that drive both revenue and freedom. This podcast is dedicated to providing you with the strategies, mindset shifts, and expert insights you need to grow your business, close more sales, and achieve whole life success. Whether you're looking to scale, strengthen your sales skills, or align your business with your personal and financial goals, you are in the right place. So let's get started with today's episode. My goodness, spring is here. The days are getting longer, the air is warmer, and nature is waking up. I know I spent last weekend starting the spring cleaning, getting the garage tidied back up, opening up the windows, and having to mow the lawn again because things are starting to bloom and blossom and grow. And it's actually one of my favorite times of the year. And just like the earth knows when it's time to bloom, your business has seasons too. I like spring because it represents renewal, rebirth, and potential. Many people look at the new year or a new month or a new week, which I also enjoy as that potential, that rebirth. But spring seems to do it in a more magical way because we're watching trees come to life again. Here in the Pacific Northwest, the rain starts to taper off, kind of rears its ugly head once in a while. But it's a season of fresh starts. And so we feel naturally more energized and optimistic in spring. I think part of that is the doldrums of winter have worn off and the sunshine and brightness comes out. And so it's a great time to take that energy and ride the momentum in your business. So I'm going to invite you to not only think of spring as a season that is weather change, although that very much, again, here in the Pacific Northwest, we really get to see. But I want you to think of it as a mindset shift. We're going to talk about how to use the energy today on this episode of spring to take inventory of your business, identify what's no longer serving you, and make room for aligned and powerful growth. Because if you're still running your business with last season's mindset, you might be unknowingly stunting your potential. My coaching clients hear this from me all the time. I actually was meeting with a client the other day, and we talked about the fact that what they're doing is absolutely amazing and fantastic. And honestly, setting a new bar in their industry. But if we just come to that level and stay at that level, at one point we're going to be outpaced. The industry, the market, the world is going to change. So we constantly need to be just like the trees, shedding off the old and coming into a place of renewal and fresh growth in our business. And so that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. It seemed like a perfect one. I woke up this morning, there was sun shining. Again, living here in Washington State, the clouds are now back out, but we're hopeful of sun to come. So let's start with this. Let's think about the garden. Let's think about what's going on in spring. Again, this just has come to mind as I've been dealing with this in our own home. One of the things that we need to start with is getting rid of some of the growth that we don't want. And by growth, it's not necessarily good, beneficial growth. It's things that are maybe choking us out a little bit. And so I want to identify the weeds in our business. Every thriving garden needs regular weeding. We know that. We've had veggie gardens. If you have a lawn, you understand that right now you're getting the I think they're daisies, the yellow flowers, the weeds that are popping up. And so we need to remove those in order to get the most health and the most growth and the most pristine lawn or as we'll refer this back to our business. And so just like every thriving garden needs regular weeding, our business does too. And so this is a great season to do that as we are thinking about it in just this seasonal time of change. So weeds, I want you to equate to anything that takes up time anything that takes up energy, anything that takes up money and doesn't give us a return. Again, taking it back to the analogy of garden, those weeds are choking out and taking the nutrients of the soil that ultimately your lawn wants. Or if you're planting your vegetables, which it may be a little early to do, we did that wrong last year. Those weeds are robbing the nutrients that your vegetables are wanting to take to grow and be healthy. So what are those in our business? We know what they look like in the lawn. We know what they look like in a vegetable garden. But in our business, those can be toxic clients. What do you mean, toxic clients? Any business is good, right? Well, I have grown a few businesses to the point where I had the opportunity to remove clients from doing business with me any further. I just chose not to work with them because they were a suck on my time and my energy and my happiness, honestly. And I had enough business built up that I could stop doing business with them and put my focus on more more clients and clients that actually gave me a return on my time and energy. Maybe another weed in your business could be outdated offers that no longer reflect your expertise. One of the things that we do a lot in our business coaching is to discuss about what the offerings are and whether they are still aligned with where you are wanting to go. There are a lot of businesses that are still doing offerings that just aren't aligned with what their the direction that their business is going. We're working with a business client right now that is doing exactly that. She is completely rebranding and rebuilding in order to make sure that her offerings are directly aligned with her expertise and the vision and the direction that she wants to go. Maybe it's old systems or tech slowing down efficiency. Maybe it's just holding on to those things that really served you well in the past, but now that there's new updated processes, updated systems that allow you to operate more efficiently, maybe it's having to cut those out. One of the big ones that I think is probably there because I talk through it with enough clients is negative thought patterns, or the big one is limiting beliefs. That acts as a weed that chokes out the creativity, that chokes out the energy, and honestly it kills your confidence in what you're doing. And so removing those. So what do we do with that? First, I want to invite you to think about those questions. Again, weeds, and these are just examples: toxic clients, outdated offers that no longer reflect your expertise, old systems or tech, things that you've been doing and just hanging on to, and the negative thought patterns or limiting beliefs. So I want you to think, in order to identify what is a weed and what is growth and operating at your best, I want you to think about these three questions. Number one, what parts of your business feel heavy or forced? That has been one of the greater indicators that I have used, not only in my business, but in my personal life. If something feels like it has to be forced, if I feel like I'm trying to make this thing come together, whether it be an appointment, whether it be in my personal life, a trip or a family get together, or whether it be something in our business, if it has to be forced, that gives me a quick pause, and I've trained in my mind that, okay, this is feeling like we're forcing something here. Let's stop and reevaluate. Is this still something we want to go through? Now, don't confuse those with it's difficult. There are many things that we do that cause us to have to do difficult things or monotonous things or things that just aren't as fun. That's not the same as being forced. Forced is when it seems like things just aren't working, like you're really having to work harder to make this fit. It's putting a round peg in a square hole. Yes, ultimately it will fit. If anybody's played that game when you were a kid that had that ball thing and it had all the different shapes, you can force the wrong thing. I think I forced triangles in with like octagons. You can force it, but it's not that. That's how it feels. So ask yourself, what parts of your business feel heavy or forced? Second thing I want you to ask is, what are you tolerating out of fear or comfort? What things are you doing? Let's take it back to that difficult client. Are you tolerating that? Are you dealing with it because you're afraid that if you either tell them, hey, you can't keep behaving this way, or hey, we need to really address the way we're doing it, or you just simply decide not to work with them anymore. Are you afraid that you're going to get a bad review from them? Are you afraid that maybe you're going to lose that business, and how do I recover that? I'm not saying that there aren't times that you work with people that are challenging. This is the world that we live in. There's going to be challenges every day for people. But we all, if you've been in business long enough, you know that client. And I bet many of you, in fact, those of you who listen, I know there's a few of you that I've specifically talked to that have chosen to remove people and just quit doing business with them. But what else is there? Is it, let's go back to that technology thing. Are you using and holding on to outdated technology because of your fear of having to learn something new or that things are doing different? One of the biggest ones, are you not posting on social media? You posting like videos of you and talking. Are you not doing that because you are, you're fearful or it's uncomfortable for you? And so you're not stepping into that space that, whether you like it or not, is in our faces now. Last question, where are you overcommitting or undercharging? So are these things that are weeds in your business that you are there things that you're overcommitting and now you're having to work harder and longer just to keep up with what you're doing? And I'm not afraid of overcommitting and over-delivering. That's a useful tool in business, but are you doing it daily, regularly, or are you undercharging on your product regularly, which is a big thing because you are just trying to get that business? That really kind of ties back into fear. So those are the three questions I want you to evaluate. When we're looking for the weeds, the way to determine them is, number one, what parts of your business feel heavy or forced? Number two, what are you tolerating out of fear or trying to maintain comfort? And then number three, where are you overcommitting or undercharging? Just like weeds choke out life out of your flowers, out of your garden, poor boundaries, unclear goals, and outdated habits can choke out the growth of your business. If you are looking to level up the next phase of your business, the next phase of your life, you need to identify where these weeds are. Where are they robbing you? Where are they choking out the growth? Where are they taking away your energy, your money? Again, using that description of the weed is anything that takes up time, energy, or money that does not give you a return. Those are weeds. So where are those things that are choking you out? So we've identified the weeds, right? We found what they are. Hopefully you've taken some time with this, or you will at the back end of this, and really truly reflect, ask those questions of yourself and really truly reflect on, where are my weeds? It's springtime. Let's clean this stuff out. Now that we found them, we have to remove them. We have to prune them. We have to shovel them up, whatever you got to do. Pruning is not just cutting away the dead. Sometimes you have to trim healthy looking parts even of a plant to allow it to grow better. We actually just spoke about this morning in our home over coffee, that so many people, I'm afraid, are stuck in good in their life, in their business, or good enough or above average, because they're so afraid to give up good, to trim back some of that good in order to allow greatness to come in. So we're removing weeds. We're getting rid of those that are choking us out, but we're also trying to make the health of our business, the health of our life, even better by even pruning back some of that healthy stuff that's going on, or what seems, you know, healthy looking. It's good enough to do so. So in business, what does that look like? In business, pruning looks like letting go of a service or a product that you're good at, but you no longer align with. Maybe it's something that you are breaking even on cost-wise. It's a product that you have in your repertoire. It's something that you offer, but you're not really thriving in that. It's not really serving the direction that you're going. And as a result of continuing to stay in that lane, in that area, you aren't freeing yourself up to go into that other area. Again, it's saying no to good opportunities so that you're available for great ones. You have heard me say this on quite a few episodes, and it's been hammered back in my face over and over again on some of the other stuff that I'm reading and consuming, is the importance of making sure that we kind of die to who we are now, the systems, the tools, the goals, in order to come back alive in the systems and tools and goals that take us to that next level, the things that we need to do. I actually read, I think yesterday, that you have to hold a funeral for your old self so that your new self can thrive. It's the same thing. It's, again, cutting away, pruning back some of that good so that greatness, so that you have the time, the resources, the money, the health in order to thrive into that level of greatness that we really, most of us, do want. You know, the hard one is maybe it's firing a team member who's a poor fit. Even if they're performing somewhat and they're performing at good, maybe they're not taking you to the next level. I have had this conversation with multiple business owners. I know it's a hard thing to pursue. My dad always said it right. I don't want to remove somebody from their income. It's easy to do if they're underperforming. It's easy to do if they are not doing their job or disrespectful. But if they are not useful in going to the next level, if they are something that is, you know, good, but they're not really a great fit, maybe it's time to let them go, to free up the revenue or expense that you can spend elsewhere. It will take time off of you. I know a couple of wonderful people that are supervisors, that are business owners, that they're hanging on to an employee because they've been here forever. They're a nice person. But ultimately, the business owner or the manager is kind of having to do their work. So they're really not doing what they should. Again, I know that's a hard one. Pruning is hard, especially when it's something in us, when it's something with people we care about. It often involves short-term discomfort in order to really bring long-term clarity and long-term growth. I've just seen this play out too many times. So that's the hard one for sure. I'm not saying take it lightly. I'm not saying walk in tomorrow and say it's springtime. I'm cutting people, but think about be honest with yourself about what's going on there. Holding on to people or things that are good enough is not going to allow you to grow into great. Is not going to allow your business, your garden, the baby that you've created and have worked tirelessly for, it's not going to allow it to go to the next level. And so that is hard. You are going to have to first identify weeds, then you're going to have to do some pruning. You're going to have to get rid of the weeds, and then you're going to have to prune some things that are good or good enough or above average in order to really get to that next level. Again, dying to who we are today is hard. If I want to lose that 35 pounds, I have to die to some of the habits and things that I do in order to do the hard stuff now in the gym, in my diet, to do that. We have to die to the things we are now in order to go great. Those are not easy decisions. I am not saying to take them lightly, but that is what needs to happen in order to get to that next level. So now we've got rid of the weeds. We've pruned back some of the challenging things that are good enough, but are truly not allowing us to get to that level of greatness. So the next thing we have to do now is prepare the soil. We need to do that by reestablishing new and clean business foundation. Just like going back to that garden, at the end of our gardening season, we use raised beds. We tear out all the stuff. We've got all the veggies off there. And so now we tear off the plants. We get rid of them. We let the soil rest. Well, then when it comes time before we plant, we've got to start building in that soil. It requires a good, healthy soil that's been rejuvenated. Sometimes we have to add some stuff in there in order to make it more vibrant for this year's planting. Healthy growth requires healthy soil. It requires a healthy foundation. So before planting anything new, before bringing in a new system, before bringing in new people, before making changes in your offerings or your business, you've got to prepare the groundwork. We see this all the time when we meet with new business owners that we haven't worked with before, that they've had a business going. It's been good, but the reason they reach out to us to help them and align with them in their business is because they're either struggling to maintain good, or they decided it's time to grow and scale that business. And they know that what the systems and tools and processes they have now are not going to take them there. So we have to go back in there. So many times when we start asking about the foundation they have set, when they have set in their business, what they have done to prepare something solid to launch from when they first created, so many times they don't, or they did quickly and then business and life took over. Weeds come in. Good growth is there, but it's not allowing them to go to the next level. So we always take them back to this first step. First off, do you have a mission, vision, and purpose statement? Do you know what your company values are? If you do, fantastic. I'm proud of you. You're in the top 10%, honestly. Many of you do because you wrote them, because you were told, I know if I'm starting a business, I need a business plan and I probably need a mission and vision statement. Maybe. But as we hear a lot, it's on my computer somewhere. I don't know. It's been too many years since I wrote it. So I want you to, first off, if you don't have a mission, vision, and purpose statement, write one. Work on it. If you need help with that, email me, steve@gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com. I have a worksheet that I'm happy to send you. We use it in our coaching, but it's a worksheet that takes you through preparing that mission, vision, purpose statement. It also has a unique selling proposition. And those are very, very important things. If you already have them, dig them out, because you probably haven't looked at them for a minute. If you've looked at them regularly, again, proud of you. This is where a quarterly business meeting, either with a coach or a business solutions company, or with yourself if you're a solopreneur, or with your management team if you are an entrepreneur that has a few people, this is where you need to revisit that, dig them back out. First question I want you to ask after you read them over, after you remind yourself what they are, or after you write them for the first time: do they reflect who you are? Again, we're building that foundation. We've got rid of the garbage. We've got rid of the weeds. We've pruned back some good to allow room for great. So as we're building and getting that soil ready to go, as you're going to bring in new seeds, do your current mission, vision, and purpose statements still reflect who you are? And that's okay if they don't. It happens a lot. We do take people back and say, does this still reflect who you are? Does this still reflect where you want to go? If not, that's okay. We have worked with businesses that have a mission, vision, and purpose statement, but their business is operating over in another area. So great. Which one is it? Are you still committed to that mission, vision, and purpose? Yes. Then we need to rein in. And that's where you prune some of that good so we can get back to planting and getting that soil going in great. Or yes, we have changed and we love the direction we're going. This is the growth we want. This is where we want to be. These just don't reflect us anymore. Fantastic. That's okay. Let's rewrite them. Number two on your mission, vision, and purpose statement: are they clear to your team and to your audience? When we build a website, Angie just built a beautiful new website that launched yesterday. On that website is mission, vision, purpose statement. On that website is also a slogan that aligns with all that, but that is important. Does your audience, the people that you're talking to, is it evident to them what your mission, vision, and purpose statement is, what you stand for, and what the direction you're going? Same thing for your team. It is super important to me. In the last office I had our values, all five of them, up on the wall. Now, some of the people that worked for me were remote, so I actually had them up on the wall to where they could be seen by my camera so that every time we got on a staff meeting, it was evident and it was there. Does your team understand your mission, your vision, and your purpose for what you do? If not, you need to make sure they know it and put it where they can see it. I am a big believer in putting that crap on the wall. If that's something you believe in, go with it. I know an entrepreneur who blew up a business from first working on his own till he had about four or five people. Now he's got hundreds of people. But in his first offices, and mainly when he built his second office, he had all over the office what we stand for, slogans that he's created, things that inspire his staff, because he wanted his people to be a reflection of him and what he believed in. And it was wonderful. Literally in glass doors, it was etched in there. We're in a hurry to serve. I may not be here forever, but I am all in today. Things like that that brought people together so they were unified in their purpose. So that's part of creating that soil, preparing that soil to plant these new seeds of fresh growth in this time of opportunity in spring. Number two, I want you to audit your brand, your offerings, and your messaging. Are you speaking to the right audience? Again, if you have not taken the time with an avatar to create the avatars of your company, helping a new company launch right now, what we're doing is looking at, okay, there's so many opportunities in this space, but you can't be all things to all people. You cannot market to all of them because your messaging for this type of client is going to be way different from this type of client. So we're working on building avatars. Who all are these clients that they're trying to attract? What do they do for a living? What kind of money do they have? What do they do for fun? Who do they hang out with? What does a day off look like? What do they scroll on social media? What magazines do they get, if people still get magazines? What shows do they watch? Because what we're going to need to do is make sure that we are speaking to the right audience. If you are speaking Spanish to somebody in Germany and they are a born and bred German that only speaks German, they are not going to understand you. Guys, some of your messaging on social media, some of your messaging on your advertisement is not speaking to the audience that you're actually trying to attract. Again, Steve at GorgeousBusinessSolutions.com, email me and say, I need help with an avatar. Let's get together on that. I've got a worksheet for that as well. That is foundational to make sure that you are getting the return, that the seeds that you are planting are getting the growth that you actually want. Are you trying to, this is the next audit of your brand, your offerings, and your messaging. Are you trying to grow something that's not rooted in your true purpose? Maybe you want to do something because it's cool or that's what's trending right now, but really it doesn't honor your purpose. We have another business that we're working with right now that is wanting to add on additional streams of revenue, which I always agree with. We should always be adding on new streams of revenue as long as we've got the first stream or the first streams, depending on where you're at, solid and flowing and doing good. I think they also need to be complementary to one another. And so we are looking at things to add in that are complementary to her business that are rooted in her purpose because she is offering a very wonderful package. We don't want to bring in something completely different that brings in a different type of clientele that doesn't honor her true purpose and what she's looking to do. So is your brand, your offerings, your messaging, is it speaking to the right audience? Is it speaking to them in a way they understand? And are they trying to grow something that's rooted or that's not rooted in your purpose? Are you trying to grow something? The last thing, and you know I get to this all the time, you got to reconnect with your why. Go back. The soil of your business is your intention. Why are you doing this? It's so much easier to sit on the couch and watch golf on the weekends, for those of us that like golf, then go out and till the garden, to work in that space, to remove the weeds, to prune back the things that are doing okay but need to grow better. If you have your why in place, the work becomes easy because you know what you're doing it for. So I want you to think about this. We're going to kind of wrap that whole thought together. You wouldn't plant tomatoes in clay and expect a harvest, right? So I don't want you to think that you can go to the next level of your business in a soil that's full of confusion, that's full of burnout, that's full of fear. We need to make sure that we are giving direction, that we are empowered, that we have the energy, and that we're confident in the direction we're moving. And that's the whole purpose of removing the weeds, pruning back that goodness that's keeping us from greatness, and then making sure the soil is planted. Because the very next step, we get to start planting some new seeds, baby. This is the time that now we get to start focusing on the direction that we're going to go. This is the exciting stuff. This is what everybody likes to do, but just like that analogy of planting tomatoes in clay, they haven't done the work before. So they're tossing seeds in and they're getting choked out by the weeds that are already existing. They're tossing seeds in. Unfortunately, they didn't prune back the stuff that's taking all the nutrients and the energy and the purpose away. Or they're tossing seeds in and they didn't till the soil. They didn't make it ready to be filled and energizing, aligned with their purpose. So now that we've done that work, don't put those in the wrong order. They have to be done in that order. Now we get to plant the seeds. Too many people, too many businesses that we meet with that have done good for a couple years, but then are struggling, didn't do that work first. And so they do the exciting planting the seed stuff, and their seeds just don't grow to the level that they can. So the weeds are gone, the soil's ready. Man, let's start planting. What are the seeds that we're gonna be looking to plant this spring? I want you to come up with new ideas or directions that have kind of been tugging at your heart. You know what those are. They're the things you think about when you're driving. They're the things that maybe you even wrote a small little note somewhere and just keep kind of going back to and thinking about it. You've been putting it off. Maybe you've just been so drained and distracted by everything else that you haven't been able to do it. So what are those things? Maybe it's a new offering. Maybe it's something that you have been wanting to bring into your business, but you've just been so distracted because that's going to require a new tool. That's going to require a new system to implement that new offering, and your fear has kept you back from doing it. Good thing we pulled the weeds of fear out of that. So now that soil is ready for you to put that new offering in place. Maybe it's launching a podcast or writing a book. These are things that can help boost your brand into the marketplace. Maybe it's creating a new niche or bringing in a complementary product that works well in your space. I have been talking with our oldest daughter, who her goal is to open. I mentioned before that she's finishing up cosmetology school. Her goal is in 5 years to open a hair salon. But one of the things that she has wanted to do for years, as she's been talking about this, is pair it with either a coffee shop or pair it with a wine bar. Both great ideas. And so once the salon is up and running and going strong and she can remove her focus off of the day-to-day of that because she's got the systems and tools and processes in place, then you bring a coffee shop in place. We had a guest on our podcast, probably 15 episodes ago. He has a doggy daycare and he's got a coffee shop on one side of it and he's got a bar on the other side. Complementary businesses. Those are the different ideas that can plant the seeds. But first he had to till the garden and make sure the soil was ready to allow those to go. Maybe it's a strategic collaboration. We have been working with a couple of different clients in different spaces, and we have two that are getting ready to join. They're industries that benefit from one another, and so we are formulating a strategic collaboration that will actually feed three businesses off of this. The only way we are able to do that is pull the weeds away from some things, trim back some of the good that's been going good in order to create space and energy and revenue availability to be influxed into building this new strategic partnership, strategic collaboration. Planting means more than just starting, though. It means that you have to be fully committed to this vision. This means that you're going to have to put in the work. Just like throwing seeds in the garden is not going to help you to have a thriving veggie garden. You have to put the work in. I typically end up having to throw grass seed on our grass every single year. We have different dry spots. When I put new grass seed out, it's not just throwing them out there and letting it go. First off, I have to prepare the soil. But then I also have to heavily water it, put in extra effort to get it to go before it finally takes root. You've seen a lot of places where people have to put, you know, tassels and stuff up to make sure that birds aren't eating the seed. Like, there's extra work that has to be done. You can't just plant this, get it started, and then throw your hands up in the air. And again, that's where the preparation of the soil, the preparation of the weeds, and the preparation of pruning first take place so that you're able to do it. This is going to take constant daily and consistent action. This is watering your seeds. That looks like following up with the opportunities. If you are a salesperson or your company requires sales, which we know all companies do require sales on some level, but maybe you're a company who requires inbound leads. Right now is a great time for real estate agents and the mortgage market, because spring is when buyers and sellers start getting active. So real estate agents, mortgage professionals, you have been waiting for this time. Hopefully you have been pruning, hopefully you've been weeding and preparing your soil to take off. Once you get those leads, too many times I've seen, as I've coached real estate agents and salespeople in multiple industries, the leads aren't followed up on. They're called once and then you stop. Well, statistically, we know it takes 12 to 15 contacts to actually make a sale, but people don't. And so they throw the seeds out there. They sprinkle a little water because it's fresh and in their face, and then they don't work. It's creating weekly content for marketing and advertising this new product, this new offering that you've brought out, this new strategic collaboration, this new niche that you are bringing or product that's complementing what you're already doing. Guys, every single day as we are trying to now grow these seeds, we have to take steps. It's consistency that's required. This is not the first episode that we've talked about that. I'm going to give you a little encouragement though. I see too many business owners that bite off a massive amount. They want to make big changes in their company. They've got this huge vision of where they want to go. I feel you. I am that same guy. If I shared the vision of where we want to take Gorgeous Business Solutions and two other companies that are in the works, it would blow your mind where we want to go. We can't do that right now. We have to take small, consistent steps. You don't need to launch the entire forest this week. You don't need to get the massive vineyard planted this week. You need to plant one intentional seed. Spring isn't a sprint. It's not something that happened today and then it's gone. It's a shift in the season. It's the shift in the timing. It's the reminder to work through what we need to do in order to get to that next level. Again, to close this up, we're going to start by first recognizing what the weeds are. We need to know what those weeds are. Are they, again, the toxic clients? And I'm just throwing out examples. I want you to take the time with this. Are they outdated offerings? Are they old systems? The old tech? I guarantee, when I was in real estate, last time I was active in it, there was literally real estate agents who were still taking printed contracts to clients' homes to have them sign it because they were so afraid of DocuSign. These are people who didn't identify a weed and do something about it. They stayed in that tech or that lack of tech, that low tech. So maybe that's you. And that's okay. We all have our things. There are things in the tech space that I want to know more about, but honestly, fear is holding me back and the time commitment to dig in on what I need to do. Maybe again, there's a negative thought patterns or limiting beliefs. So we need to identify those. Then we need to weed those out. Then we need to look at the things that are going okay. They're going good. Maybe they're going above average. Maybe they were great in the past. And now they've kind of trickled back to good, average, above average. So it's time to look at those and prune those. Release that energy. Release the things that are stopping great growth. Again, maybe it's letting go of a service or a product that doesn't align with you anymore. Maybe it's saying no to new opportunities that are coming in that really are good, but aren't going to allow you to get to that next level. And unfortunately, maybe it is letting go of people or other relationships. Maybe there's vendors that you're working with that you've had a good relationship. You love the sales rep when they come to visit you, but ultimately that product is not the next level for you. And so you need to let that go and move on to the next thing. I had great relationships with the sales reps, especially in the car business, in the finance department. I had a great relationship. They wined and dined me, took me to golf tournaments, took me out to dinner, brought me gifts at Christmas. But some of their products I finally had to let go. You know what the neat thing was? I built such a good relationship with them. They still stopped by and said, hey, listen, I'm not going to get your business. I just want to stop in and say hi. So saying no doesn't mean, or pruning those away doesn't mean that they're gone forever. It depends on the relationship, of course. But most of you that are listening to this podcast, I know that you're good people. And so just be honest with them and have that conversation. Then we need to prepare the soil. Again, we're going to go back to our mission, vision statement. We're going to audit our brand, our offerings, and we're going to reconnect with our why because we're going to start planting those new seeds. Guys, I'm excited to see what seeds that you are planting this spring. If you don't mind, if it's personal, keep it to yourself, totally understand. But if you don't mind, either drop the seed comment in either on social media, on Gorgeous Business Solutions social media when I post this episode, or on the Whole Business Podcast Instagram, or on YouTube in the show notes, or in the comment section, or shoot me an email. If you want to keep it, you want somebody to cheer you on, but you want to keep it relatively private, Steve at gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com, shoot me an email. I want to know what seeds you're planting. If you need help, maybe pruning some of that stuff out, maybe identifying where to prune, I'd love to chat with you. I'd love to help you out with that. But more importantly, I want to clap for you. I want to cheer you on. We don't need to do this alone. So I want you to just comment, to just share. Because when you keep it to yourself, sometimes it allows you to continue to play small. I am not the person who's going to allow you to play small. I'm going to cheer you on. I'm going to support you. I'm going to see how I can align with you and help. If you need some really strong help in that, you need to identify some areas. You need to maybe create your figure out who your avatars are. Maybe you need to write your mission, vision, and purpose statement. Again, email me, Steve at gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com, or go to gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com. Book a 1-hour strategy session with me. It's free. Let's talk about what you need. I'll put some tools in your hand, and let's give you a path going forward. If you decide you want to move forward with coaching, you know I'm a believer in that. We have coaching available, whether that's in your personal life, whether that's in your business, whether that's in sales and negotiation specifically. We're here to put the tools and the systems in hand so that you can watch your garden go from it's doing okay to recognizing that it's springtime and this is a time for shift, and we're going to work that garden, we're going to prepare that soil, and then we're going to absolutely watch this garden thrive. We're going to watch our businesses go to a new level. I know that you can do it. I'm excited about what we're going to see as a result, and I wish you all the best success every single day, because you know what? You deserve it. So that's a wrap for this episode of the Whole Business Podcast. I hope you have gained valuable insights to help you grow your business, master sales, maybe having to recreate some of those, and create the freedom ultimately that you deserve. If you did find this episode helpful, I ask that you subscribe to it. It helps us to reach more people. It makes sure that you know when the next episode comes out. We do these weekly. On occasion, I do skip a week depending on how business is going and everything. But we're going to keep bringing in systems and tools and strategies and mindset thoughts, new guests that are coming on. And again, for more resources, coaching, strategies to build your business, to make it thriving. And ultimately, our goal is to make sure that you achieve whole life success. Come visit us at www.gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com. I know I don't have to say www. I just, it's a habit. It's ingrained in me as somebody born in the 80s, I guess. New to the intranet. But come visit our website, gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com. See what the offerings we have. That website's getting ready to have a whole new refresh on it, but I think we have all of our offerings to date on there right now. And you can always reach out directly to me, Steve at gorgeousbusinesssolutions.com. Tell me what's going on in your life. I love to connect. I love to hear. I love to cheer. And I love to make sure that you're achieving the level of success that ultimately you deserve and ultimately that you want. Thanks again for giving the time on this today's episode. Hope you make it a great day.